KBND Radio News Time is 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Monday. Welcome to the Noon News. Coming up very shortly, we'll tell you about a big Cinco de Mayo celebration coming up this week. Right now, let's go to the newsroom and Kelly Blyer.
Thanks, Dave. People are reacting throughout the world and the Northwest to the news of Osama bin Laden's death. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
This is an enormous day for Americans.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve
in
our country.
In Portland at Pioneer Courthouse Square, a spontaneous party broke out after people quickly heard the news. At the West Point Military Academy, students started celebrating and officials decided to ignore the 11:30 curfew for the night as the cadets celebrated throughout the early morning hours. While many are celebrating, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security also expects threats of retaliation from al-Qaeda in the aftermath of bin Laden's death. The U.S. put American diplomatic facilities around the world on high alert and issued a global travel warning for Americans shortly after the president's announcement. In the meantime, veterans and non-veterans continue to celebrate the day. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden.
We owe a great debt of thanks to the men and women who wear our nation's uniform, who in some cases have paid the ultimate price and in other cases continue to serve, as well as our men and women who serve in the intelligence agencies that clearly were part of this successful effort as well.
I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
We went out to get local reaction to his death nearly 10 years after 9/11.
I was astounded and very happy to hear that they finally caught this guy, and glad he's no longer inflicting harm on people. And so I think it was a great day for the U.S.
After looking for him for almost 10 years, I'm really glad that it happened. You know, I think it's the best thing the United States ever did, is to finally get him.
My reaction is that I see this as a mission accomplished because it means that our efforts were not in vain.
Central Oregon veterans are celebrating the end of Osama bin Laden. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was with a local veterans group this morning and has our report. Well, we hope to have that report later. I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Dave, back to you.